previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We have officially passed the halfway mark of the Betway SA 20 2026 edition. None other than the Commissioner, Graham Smith. Biff, so nice to chat to you.
Oh, that's made my morning. It sounds so happy. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, it's been quite a tournament so far. It looks like that log was getting stretched out, but in these last, two, three rounds, everything seems to have really gotten tight at the top of that table, and it at this stage looks like anybody's game.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. I think all the results this weekend, the teams that needed results got them. They all got victories that got them back into the log table. So, yeah, it sets up an exciting week. Some great cricket over the last sort of 10 days, close games, hundreds, hat-tricks. So, been very happy about that.
Yeah, the only problem has been the rain, but I guess you guys are used to it at this time of year. But it seems to be a little bit more persistent than in the past. How disruptive has that been?
Yeah, look, it's always a challenge. I think when you're trying to sell a game a day, and you know, but it's been incredible, even in the stadiums that we've had rained out games, and seeing the fans how they've hung around and desperately waited and had a good time in the stadiums. Anyway, it's been an incredible experience, actually. But yeah, look, I mean, you can't predict these things. I mean, Joburg has had probably one of its wettest summers ever. So you know, we keep fighting on. We stay positive. There's still a lot of games left, and a lot to look forward to.
Can't they play in the rain just a little bit? What's the worst that can
happen?
Like
the kids.
We do actually, Betway SA 20, we're less rigid. We do put the umpires under a lot of pressure to get the games going. So you can believe that there's a few phone calls going on in the background.
Yeah. Is there a city or fans that surprised you?
I think everywhere actually right now is proving to be amazing. You know, I think for us, we started a little bit earlier this year because there was no international cricket, so we were a little bit uncertain how we would go over the festive season. You know, like a New Year's Day game at the Wanderers, never been done before, you know, and you know, filling those games, you know, ticketing's up over, I think, over 25% this year from last year. I every time I walk into a stadium, I don't take it for granted. Seeing other fans are, you know, coming and supporting the event, getting behind their teams is something that's been really special.
What lessons do you think you guys can impart on Cricket South Africa? Obviously, I don't want to get controversial, but there's something that you've hit on that seems to get the crowds in, and we just don't see with the domestic competitions, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, it's very difficult to kind of figure out why. I mean, I think, you know, having the best players available certainly is a huge asset, you know. So you're making sure the best national players, up-and-coming talent, and then, you know, attracting some incredible international players as well. So I think the cricket is just highly competitive. It's international standard. And you get that from the players as well. When you talk to them after games and stuff, they really feel the competitive nature of Betway SA 20. I think also we spent obviously a lot of time focusing on how we could, you know, introduce new cricket fans to the game. So coming into our stadium is a whole experience. It's not only about the cricket. We want people to have a great time. And we've definitely seemed to been able to attract the youngsters back to the game of cricket. You know, if you look in our stadiums, the amount of kids having a great time and having a, you know, incredible experience, I think is something that, you know, really makes me happy. Because, you know, when we built this thing, we wanted cricket to grow. We really need to revive a cricket fan, and we need to bring new people to the game. And I think that's something that we've done well.
If I saw right, you did go on record saying you're back in the Pretoria side.
Yeah. You don't have to be diplomatic, Ravi. You're amongst friends.
I had Sourav on the phone to me last night. I think he's quite happy. He was a bit tense in the first phase of the tournament. They've got into a decent position. Big game tonight, actually, in Pretoria. You know, both teams desperate for a win to go up that log table. So, Mike Capetown have found some form. Ryan Rickson with 100. So, yeah, I think it's a big game at Centurion tonight.
Yeah, well, Shai Hope also is in amongst the Rens now as well. So, I mean, you go with the Cape Town team. We'll stick to the Capitals.
No, I'm neutral. My kids are Cape Town, but I've got to stay neutral as the commissioner.
So, it's maybe a stupid question, but in the future, could you add more teams? How does it work?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we said we wouldn't do anything for the first 5 years. I mean, obviously, you know, we attracted the investment of the six IPL franchises that we needed to work hard to allow them to settle. And you know, we worked out that probably over the 10-year period, these teams will spend over a billion rand on player salaries, you know. So, It's a big investment from them back into the game of South Africa, into the player group. And we needed to work to make sure that they settled and started to feel at home. So after season five, we definitely can look at growth. But yeah, there's a lot of questions. But what we have done is we've invested in the schools program now. So we've got over 700 schools, girls and boys, that SA20 Schools is now doing. And we will look at the other areas of growth into the future as well.
I've got a suggestion. So add an OG, like the old boys team.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like an
old boys team. Like a wild card.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if there's a playoff scenario, you play like the old boys side.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I struggled to run to the kitchen yesterday, so I don't know.
You don't have to.
Maybe we can get a few boys on a Zempec and get them running around. Get them ready for the OG game, mate.
You don't have to run. You can just stand and deliver, my brother. And then my last question to you is, people have noted the similarities between this and IPL. How closely do these teams work with the IPL size that we've known?
Well, in the sort of business side, leadership side, it's the same owners, it's the same CEOs that are running the franchises. So from a business perspective, it's exactly the same. And we also often see like a cross of coaches and physios and stuff. So you're getting Stephen Fleming, who works in Super Kings in India, and yeah, you know, Sourav Ganguly in the Pretoria side, he's with the Capitals in India and so on. So you do see a lot of crossover as they're growing their brands. I think the exciting thing for us is also the platform for South African players. I think last year we had 18 players at the IPL, the most international players in the IPL were South African. So you're starting to see the platform for young players and our players that they're starting to get now in terms of opportunities on the global stage as well.
Graham, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. Congratulations with a great series and all the best to the teams for the final couple of games coming up. The big one, of course, today.
I look forward to seeing you in a Pretoria game or in the playoff game up there somewhere. I hope we can get you to the ground and have a great time.
Yeah, I think we've got a spare Capitals shirt here somewhere as well for you.
Absolutely. I've got FOMO. Graham, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, bye. Graham Smith on the line speaking to us from Cape Town. He's the convener, the commissioner, of the SA20. Vir wie skree jy? Wie gaan wen vandag? Gaan jy game toe?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.